Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Bob Zachmeyer with Win 3 Realty in Tucson, Arizona. Last year, he closed 98 transactions with a total sales volume of $13 million. His average sales price was $132,000, of which 40% were buyers and 60% were sellers. Bob has a 5-member team, 2 buyer agents, 1 buyer referral, 1 broker owner, and 1 team leader. Bob Zachmeyer is the team leader of the Win 3 Realty team. He's been an agent for 18 years. In his career, he sold almost 4,000 homes. In his best year, 2011, Bob sold 641 homes worth $76 million and earned $3.1 million in GCI. In this call, Bob talks about getting small to net more, his goal of selling half as many homes each year while earning twice the income, how he earns $30,000 by selling a $100,000 house, why he's putting together seller carryback financing sales, how he's replacing his income stream by taking a note instead of a commission, why he's selling lower-priced homes to earn larger paydays, how he finds sellers who are open to seller carryback and private lender financing, the script he uses to present his ideas to sellers, how he finds buyers who need creative financing, have access to large down payments, and are willing to accept properties as is and make the repairs themselves, the way he structures monthly payments to be less than rent, how he finds investors who want to put up money and become private lenders, what he did to eliminate his landlord problems and turn it into monthly mailbox money, team dynamics, and more. Welcome to the call, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, Bob, it's great to have you here. Before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
Okay, I worked at Raytheon. I was a manufacturing engineer and worked in the program office of Raytheon for 22 years. And I started investing in real estate back in 1982. And I had a lot of rental properties. And 2002, I walked into Raytheon and quit. I left $100,000 laying on the table and walked away.
Wow. What happened?
I was just very frustrated with the position and just the bureaucracy of corporate America. And I owned quite a few rental homes, and I just thought I could do a lot better in real estate. And, quite frankly, we did.
Let's fast forward to today. And first of all, how long have you been in the real estate business?
I got my license in 2000. I did my first real estate investment in 1982. So 35 years.
When you got your license in 2000 and you became an agent, did you have a fast start or a slow start that first year?
Well, I was still working 12-hour days as an engineer. I sold 3 homes my first year.
Okay, so you started selling homes before you put in your notice at work?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I sold 3 homes. 2 were to myself. I was an investor, so I sold myself 2. I had 1 client the first year. And then the second year I did 10, and then the third year I did 26, and that's when I walked in and quit.
Good. So you were selling real estate part-time before you made the transition to make sure that it was going to work out.
Correct.
Well, let's fast forward to today. Last year, how many homes did you sell, and what was the sales volume?
Last year, my total home sold was the lowest it had been in 10 years, and that was actually by design. I actually have a written goal to sell half as many homes and make twice as much money. But last year was 98 homes. That's down from, highs over 500 a year for several years in a row. The volume was about $13 million of total sales.
What was your best year?
In 2011, I hit 641 homes in 1 year, and that's almost 2 a day. We actually had it down to the hours. We were selling a house every 14 hours and 24/7, 365 a year. and the volume of sales that year was $76 million. The price point had dropped quite a bit because of the recession. Our gross commission for my team was $3.1 million.
In your total career, how many homes have you sold, and what's been the total volume? Do you know?
I have to estimate that. I know the number. The number, we're closing in on 4,000 very quickly, I mean, in the next year or so. The volume is somewhere north of $570 million in total sales volume.
Now, let's talk about that comment that you made, which is really interesting. You said your goal is to sell half as many homes and make twice the income. How do you do that?
Well, I've always been sort of a change agent, and I just constantly, coming from an engineering background, I tracked the market. I saw the recession coming before most people did. I shifted gears. You know, we went from having no inventory and in 2005, 6, and 7, and prices going through the ceiling, and I started building houses. And, you know, I would actually find lots you could split, and then I hired contractors, and we had teams in place, and we were turning homes around in 2 months. And my clients would buy a lot and split it or add a second home to it, and I'd find the financing for them from people self-directed at retirement accounts, and they would build the new home with a private money loan, turn around and refinance it and get out. Then when lending stopped and they didn't want to refinance the properties anymore and the recession hit, then I got into REO and I started by applying all over the country, and, you know, it just was getting nowhere. And I went to the Five Star Conference in Dallas in September of 2008. And I'd never been to one of these conferences, and I took my charts with me about what was happening in the market, and I came home with a Freddie Mac account. And so I figured, okay, I know how to get these accounts now. So I would go out to a conference for 3 years. I was on an airplane every 2 weeks going to REO conferences, and actually brought home 65 different banks and outsource companies to work with. At one time, my little team had over 300 REO properties listed. And of course, that died as fast as it came, and then and they kept lowering the, you know, the amount of commission that they paid, and it actually got to 2012 where we sold more than a house every single day of the year, and at the end of the year we ended up losing money. And a lot of these homes we would go in and, you know, we might make a $1,400 commission, but we'd be out of pocket $6,000 in repairs for fixing all the, you know, the stolen kitchen and all of the things that the house needed. So it was a little scary. I mean, that was the only business. None of our clients could sell their homes at that time because the prices had fallen by 50%. But we terminated our relationship with most of the banks we were working with because we were losing money. I told my wife we could actually have packed up our stuff, shut down our business, went to Mexico and drank margaritas for a year and not spend as much money as our business cost us.
Well, that transition year in 2013, what did you decide to do?
Well, in looking around and just observing problems in the marketplace, I found that most people that had the recession had hit were now coming out. You know, the economy was improving and people were back on their feet working again. And the bank still had them in the penalty box where they couldn't get a loan for 7 more years. And I found that actually my mother was retired and my father passed away, and she had money that was in the banks that used to earn 4% interest, and she was only making 0.2% interest. So put that in perspective. I mean, her $100,000 account, and she had several of those, each $100,000 used to earn $4,000 a year, and it went down to $200 a year. So we actually had a client who could not get a bank loan, self-employed contractor, and my mom funded a loan to him. And she got 7% interest instead of 0.2. So that's 35 times more. And the $200,000 that was funded went from earning $32 a month to $1,320 a month. So that was sort of the aha moment. And then I sort of developed this, system of, I'm going to find these people. I'm going to qualify them with a licensed loan originator. And I don't really care any of the rules the bank has. There's so much money out there right now. There's 6,000 people a day retiring, and they're in the same position as my mother. The stock market is scary. because it's at an all-time high. Everybody knows what comes after an all-time high. And then the banks are paying next to nothing for money. So this is where you can give a first position loan on a home for 70 cents on the dollar, 70% loan to value, and earn a 7% rate of return, 35 times more than they pay at the bank. So I just started speaking with people. I have a radio show I've had for the last 5 years, and I started talking about the last deal that I did, and these people were retired, and they were earning $16 a month on their $100,000, and now they're getting a check for $665 a month, and they will for the next 30 years or until that property pays off. So what I found is by financing these homes, one out of three people in this country is being turned down for financing right now. And the bank went from giving anybody a loan that could fog a mirror to only giving, you know, the people that have been on their job for 2 years. I mean, there are so many qualified people out there that are being turned away by the banks right now. And self-employed people are the hardest hit because they don't have a W-2 and the banks don't like the sporadic nature of their income. And most real estate agents would fall into that category. You have really good months and you have slow times of the year because real estate is seasonal in most markets. So I just started finding those people that had a good solid background. They had a significant down payment and we would put them into a loan. And then, you know, I initially started doing it to drive business to my real estate company to replace all of the lost REO income. But then I soon realized that you really want to be the bank, not the real estate agent. I mean, I'm in a 35% tax bracket and the self-employment tax is another 15%. So everything that I make, they take 50% of. If I invest in that note instead of taking a commission on that sale, I don't have any self-employment tax and my gain is a capital gain over a long period of time. But to put this in perspective, on a $100,000 home, let's just say I made $3,000 in commission. That same home, I could sell that and I could get a note for, say, $30,000. And there's going to be a lot of math in this, so I don't want to make it too complicated. But basically, if you go to any seller who is trying to sell their home and you explain to them that they're going to pay commission, they're going to pay closing costs, and they're going to pay the buyer's closing costs because the buyers don't have any money to pay down. They're coming out of a recession and have heavy college debt. So you're going to spend 10% of your gross sale price on selling your house. And all homes are in a price range. And you're going to either be in the low end of the range or the middle of the range or the high end of the range. So when most people look at Zillow and they say, my house is worth this much money. Zillow is very, very good at doing, they don't know anything about that house. What they're good at is knowing what the median sale price is for that area. So if you have a low-priced home with a very small square feet, Zillow is going to short you. But if you have a high-priced home with a lot of square feet, they're going to tell you it's worth way more than it is, just because they're taking the dollar value times the square feet, and bigger homes don't sell for as much as smaller homes do per foot. So bottom line, I go into a person's home. I tell them, look, this is what your house is worth. It's worth $100,000. You're going to pay commission, closing costs, buyers, sale price, that's $90,000. Then the home inspector comes, and they're going to usually hit you for 1% or 2% of the sale price. Just, you know, there's always something. I haven't ever found a home inspector that told you, hey, nice house, you should get it. So you can expect to walk away with 88% of the sale price on your home. And what if I could find a buyer who would pay you the high end of the price instead of the median price? And what if I was to bring in an investor who would just pay you, write a check today for $90,000 for your $100,000 home, but there would be no commission, and I would be the lender on the property?
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.